man. Hey, Joe, what day is it?
All right, today's June 13, 2019. It's start a few of these here. Random Act of Lights Day. Random Acts of Light Day.
What?
So go out and do some random acts of light.
Like, L-I-K-E.
L-I-G-H-T, like a light at the end of the tunnel. Go ahead and do that today.
Or a Miller light.
See, they run out of these days because they put a lot of these days on the same
so
thing.
So they also have June topics in days of
yes.
the year?
Like today's sewing machine day.
You like the sewing machine,
I'd
Joe?
Love. Sometimes you just sit down and you just want to put something together. The sewing
machine.
Man,
you start working that foot pedal and you get a good seam going, and before you know it, you got a whole new outfit.
I tell you what, though. My mother-in-law.
Oh, no.
Delola.
Yeah.
She was a seamstress back in the day. So she.
For the band?
No. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Who was that?
Elton John.
Elton John.
Tiny Dancer.
Tiny Dancer. But no, she was a seamstress. And,
for the band?
Yeah, she was. It was for Bill Monroe.
It's also Weed Your Garden Day.
You got weed in the garden?
You don't need to weed your garden because Jason steps on all the gardens when he's looking through the window, so you're good. Hit it, Charlie.
Hey,
you may
I
find you're
something.
Labeling yourself.
Don't. Go ahead.
You know what I've just saw in the news yesterday? That CDB is going to be sold in Kroger.
Charlie Daniels Band?
Yes.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
I have a confession. I have been doing CDB since the mid-70s. So let you know that.
All right, man. This day, sports history. Download that WNSR app today on June 13th throughout history, Greg. On this day... the Chicago Bulls won the NBA championship. They beat what team?
What year again?
1997.
Oh, wow. The Mavericks?
Utah Jazz.
Okay.
1994, on this day, Chicago Cubs second baseman Ryan Sandberg retires. Why does he retire?
To become the manager.
He retires, as he says, according to my poor play. He forfeits $16 million of his $25 million contract. 1994. We're going backward. This day, 1991, the National, the first all-sports daily newspaper, does this. 1991.
Folds.
Folds. It does fold. 1989, the Pistons. When their NBA championship, who'd they beat in four games? Swept.
Lakers.
Good job, buddy. They sure did, man. Keep going on here. So you having a good day, pal?
Yeah, actually, it's nice. It's rather
nice
pleasant.
Outside. It really is nice outside.
I'm on the CDB.
1973, they played together for nearly 9 years. Starting in 1973, name me the infield for the LA Dodgers.
Garvey, Lopes,
yep.
Russell, Say.
Right, good job, buddy. Yes. That's pretty good. Almost 9 years, the same infield.
Yeah, that would be obviously Ron Say, Bill Russell, Davey Lopes, and Mr. Garvey.
That's right, man. Let me see what's going on. This is not a history thing, but 1955 at Le Mans. A Mercedes car in the event goes off course, kills 77 people. You think you'd heard about that at some point. Remember this day, but 77 people.
Dang.
Heck yeah, dang. This day, 1957, this guy becomes the first American leaguer to have two three-home games in a season. 1957. This question's wrong. Must be two in a game. Good Lord.
Was that Hank Aaron?
That's Ted Williams.
Ted Williams.
I'm freaked out.
Yeah, the
Raven
the
just
Raven.
Visited Joe.
Wow, Edgar Allan Poe, thus quote the Raven, nevermore.
I think that's official. The end of the show, Joe.
Explain what we just saw here.
Don't know that I can. A very large black bird just landed on the ledge right behind Joe and stared him down.
Yeah.
It intimidated me.
It was a raven, too, wasn't it?
I believe so. Joe, it's looking at you again. Look, it's looking right at you.
Where is it? It's in the tree. Oh, my. All right. It's our last time here, isn't it?
Obviously.
You think the...
Maybe you wanted part of the show.
I think that's really the landlord.
No, his hair's whiter.
Okay.
And species is more...
Are we... is it 2-1 Charlie?
Yes.
Yeah, we've had... 2-1 Charlie.
All right, here we go. Time for celebrity birthdays, folks.
Let the bird go first.
Although you already got it 4-1.
That's yesterday. That's yesterday.
All right. I feel good now.
Yeah.
All right. All right. First up, Malcolm McDowell, actor.
Yeah.
He's in Blue Thunder.
Wasn't he in A Clockwork Orange?
He was.
Yes.
Well, 83.
75?
76. Good job there, Charlie. Going down here. Stellan Skarsgård. He was in Good Will Hunting. He's also, he's been in a billion things.
52.
69.
68.
Man.
2-0. What's up, Greg? Tim Allen. Fun fact about Tim Allen, arrested for distributing cocaine in the 70s. Fun fact.
Have you seen the political correctness thing around him? I'm not even going to go there. It's just
the show's pretty funny.
No. Him personally, something that he was quoted as saying, and now there's a political correctness thing about it. It's you know, of course, Toy Story 18 is coming out next week. Tim Allen is 55.
61.
66.
Dang.
Ally Sheedy. She was in The Breakfast Club and all kind of other movies.
She is 63.
60.
57. Don't know that guy. What is that?
Ally Sheedy.
Chris Evans. He's Captain America.
35.
40?
38. Job, Charlie. 3-0.
You get excited when Charlie gets them correct. When I get them right, you just
because you're random. I applaud somebody who gets it almost closer, like a Jeopardy guy. I was applauding when he get it good, man. Kat Dennings. She was in, she was a daughter in 40-year-old version. She was My Two Broke Girls, the brunette.
All right, 30.
35?
33, boy, Charlie, 4-0.
Good Lord.
She is.
Go ahead and mark tomorrow's down, too.
She is stacked. Oh, the Olsen twins.
What'd you just say?
What did you say?
She's stacked. She's watching her all, watching these shoes. He's wearing, like, Gene Simmons shoes.
Oh.
She barely stand up.
That's not how Charlie and I took that.
Okay, I see this.
Well, that's because we're awful humans.
No, I would.
No, it's true.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that.
The Olsen twins.
I'm getting away from it. 35.
36.
33. Greg's on the board. You staved off the shutout. Going down a few more. Let's see here. Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy.
Is he the one that got mauled?
He's one of the two.
Yeah. 69.
75?
80.
Oh.
John Boy Walton, Richard Thomas.
68.
75?
What'd you say?
68.
You got it. 4-2. Hannah Storm.
How old was he?
68.
Okay.
A little backstory about Hannah Storm. We once had her on our radio show. We asked her two questions. She spoke for 16 minutes. True story.
Good interview.
Hannah Storm.
Yeah, Hannah spelled backwards is Hannah.
That's right.
Hannah Storm is 58.
59.
57. Poe, that's now 4-3.
Bring him. Bring him.
We were down. R&B singer Denise Pearson from Five Star. Yes.
50.
51.
51, Charlie with a swoosh there at the end. Good job. You win. All right, Greg. This song inspired by Tina Turner. It was the number one country song of 1976, written by two outstanding young men.
It's a lot of questions there.
A long time forgotten.
Well, that's Willie and Waylon.
That a boy.
Okay.
Come on, man.
And it is Good-Hearted Woman and a Good Love with a Good-Hearted Man. No.
Two-timing man.
Two-timing man.
Good job. Yeah, I'm proud of you, buddy. What do you think?
Willie. But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done. Yeah. She just talks about the good times they've had. All the good times to come. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man. She loves him in spite of his ways. She don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, he likes the bright lights and nightlife and good time friends. And when the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again. Lord knows she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can. This a good-hearted woman, loving a good-time man.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.